This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Government begins homework to remove Nepal from grey list of financial action task force. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses Madhya's province assembly, stresses on three-tier government's collaborative efforts to institutionalize democratic republic. Education Ministry calls agitating school teachers for talks today. And roof collapse in Dominican Republic killed 79 people, more than 150 others injured. Now the news in detail. Government has begun homework to remove Nepal from the grey list of the Financial Action Task Force, FATF. A meeting of the Anti-Money Laundering Steering Committee held yesterday decided to finalize and implement an action plan to remove Nepal from the grey list. The action plan will be implemented along with the responsible agencies, activities and time frame for completing the activities. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel said that while Nepal is working according to the action plan to remove it from the grey list, it is necessary to work in the long term to ensure that Nepal does not fall into the grey list in the coming days. Similarly, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia said that there is no shortage of laws to remove Nepal from the grey list. He also expressed the view that Nepal can be removed from the grey list if it works with willpower. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said the constitution would be amended at an appropriate time by taking into account its enforcement so far and aiming at strengthening the present system. Addressing the Madhya Province Assembly yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said a political committee would be formed to forward the constitution amendment process. The head of the government also informed that a political committee would be formed by the present coalition government of the Nepali Congress and the UML mandating the committee for study and recommendation. He further said some were advocating for the restoration of monarchy and even spreading misleading information to the new generation, which has not tolerated how autocratic the monarchy was. The head of the government urged three-tier governments to strengthen the present Federal Democratic Republic founded on people's struggle and sacrifice. The government has invited the agitating school teachers for talks. The Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has invited representatives of the Nepal Teachers Federation to the Ministry for talks today. Ministry's spokesperson and Joint Secretary Siva Kumar Sapkota issued a press statement yesterday calling on the Federation to hold a dialogue with the representatives of all the agitating school teachers and employees. At the call of Nepal Teachers Federation, school teachers have been staging street protest demanding that the bill designed to amend and integrate the school education laws 2080 should be passed into a law as soon as possible. The ministry had earlier invited the agitating teachers for discussions and consultations on the 3rd and 4th of April to build a common understanding. However, the discussions could not take place after the teachers ignored the invitation. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has clarified that there will be no irregularities in the appointment of the Nepal Rashtra Bank's governor. Unveiling Monday's cabinet meeting decisions at the ministry yesterday, the government spokesperson and communication minister said that the rumours surrounding the appointment of the governor were not true and urged people not to doubt that the government would appoint a suitable governor. Stating that the government is committed to economic development by removing the country's economy from the grey list, Minister Gurung made it clear that the government will not delay in the appointment of the governor. The cabinet also approved the submission of a bill to the federal parliament to make provisions for alternative finance mobilization. Speaker Devraj Khemiri has expressed that Nepal is a country that strongly believes in peaceful coexistence as taught by Gautam Buddha. Addressing the conference themed Celebrating the 70th Anniversary of the Bangdang Spirit, the role of Parliament in upholding the Bangdang principles, organized in the 4th Conference of the Non-Aligned Movement NAM Parliamentary Network 2025. The speaker remarked that Nepal is a founding member of the Non-Aligned Movement and a nation that advocates and supports peaceful coexistence among countries around the world. Noting that Nepal's parliament has been advocating policy formulation and issues of public concern through the highest parliamentary practice, Speaker Ghimire said Nepal itself is a country that has come out of a decade of internal conflict through peaceful means. Expressing firm commitment to the Bangdang principles, he called upon all countries to come together to build a more just, peaceful and prosperous world. Recalling the non-aligned movement initiated by the 1955 Bangdang Conference, he said the NAM had played an important role in achieving political independence, liberation from colonization and sovereignty of most of the countries. The conference was held on the sidelines of the 115th session of the Inter-Parliament Union IPU in Tashkent of Uzbekistan. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podal has addressed the 58th session of the UN Commission on Population and Development in New York yesterday. In his address, Minister Podal shared that Nepal had made a significant progress in reduction of child and maternal mortality in the last 3 decades. According to his private secretariat, Health Minister Podal mentioned that Nepal is committed to improving health facilities to its citizens. The minister, however, underlined the need of international cooperation and solidarity for continuous improvement in health indicators. The government is sending relief materials worth ₹24.7 million to quake-hit Myanmar today via a charter flight of Nepal Airlines Corporation. The relief materials include food items, medical supplies, clothes, tarpaulins, tents and garment to the quake-hit zone. Earlier yesterday evening, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak inspected the humanitarian aid warehouse at Trivuvan International Airport. The relief supplies were collected from various government agencies as well as from the private sector. A powerful earthquake measuring 7.7 on the Richter scale struck Myanmar on March 28. Myanmar had also provided assistance to Nepal during the 2015's devastating earthquake. The BIMSTEC Agriculture Ministerial-level meeting is to take place in Kathmandu today. Ministers related to agriculture affairs of the member states are arriving Kathmandu to participate in the meeting. According to the Ministry of Agriculture of Nepal, the meeting will discuss matters related to the status and challenge of agriculture and collaboration among the member countries. Chairperson of CPN Maoist Center, Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda, has stressed the need of unity among leftist political forces. Congratulating the newly elected working committee of the Progressive Writers Association yesterday, the Maoist Center chair mentioned that Maoist Center's central committee has passed the policy to continue the efforts for the unity among leftist parties. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. At least 79 people have been killed and more than 150 injured after a roof collapsed at a nightclub in Santo Domingo, the capital of Latin American country Dominican Republic. According to the BBC, the incident happened in the early hours of Tuesday at a concert by popular merengue singer Ruby Pears at the Jet Set nightclub. Hundreds of people were inside the venue and some 400 rescuers are still searching for survivors. There are fears the death toll will rise further. Jet Set is a popular nightclub in Santo Domingo which regularly hosts dance music concerts on Monday evenings. Politicians, athletes and other prominent figures were in attendance. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the parts of country today. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government begins homework to remove Nepal from grey list of Financial Action Task Force. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses Madhya Province Assembly, stresses on three-tier government's collaborative efforts to institutionalize Democratic Republic. Education Ministry calls agitating school teachers for talks today. And roof collapse in Dominican Republic killed 79 people, more than 150 others injured. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.